Bone Boy Speaks, episode 670, My Cross to Bear.
This week I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which essentially means that I have high blood sugar and my body does not either produce enough insulin or that has become resistant to insulin. And so there's I think it, in my case, it probably comes from, eating too much sugar. Because there was a time when I wasn't doing that and I was fairly healthy and I felt pretty good. But the last few years, I've let my diet slip. I've let my exercise slip. And, now I have paid the price, right? But the good news is that I caught it, relatively early. It is something that, people I know have issues with. And now that I know that, this is my lot in life that, I think I have a good idea of how to address it. And, of course, the doctor has prescribed a number of things. So I'm now, I'm now to a point in my life where I need a pill minder because I've got enough medication to manage it and to ensure that that I stay healthy. That's what I'm going to have to do. Good news is I don't have to do insulin for right now, but I'm going to have to change my diet. I'm going to have to change I have to make sure that I'm exercising and I think the dietary changes are I've gone through some of them before, I think I can live with the dietary changes, although I still need to have a conversation with a nutritionist and just to kind of see what the current recommendations are. But I think for me, it's going to boil down to eating things that either, aren't sugar or don't easily turn to sugar. So, kind of going low carb and I'm sure there's a bit more to it than that, but that's the thing. And yeah, I'm going to have to, check myself and make sure that my blood sugar stays at inappropriate levels. And the good news is that now for the different things that have been going on with me over the past few years, physically, I have some explanation for it, which I can't tell you how much of a relief that is. You get the kind of scary, oh my God, you hear that, that word diabetes but it is something that, it is common. And part of it is, it's the lifestyle. It's the Western diet, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of things that contribute to it. And, now I know that it's an issue for me and it is something that I have to, that I have to manage. And, I have a lot of friends out there that when I posted this earlier in the week that have provided advice and lent their support. And I certainly appreciate all of that. This is obviously something I have to contend with on my own. I'm probably going to lean on my friends to encourage me to, make sure I'm doing the right things. That means eating right and eating regularly. And also, exercising, which is something that I've gone back and forth on and, over the years and clearly I need to do it because, the risks of not doing it are now very clear and present. And, so this is my lot in life. And, there's only two options here. It's either go forward and try and address these things and do the right things to ensure I stay healthy or suffer the consequences. And I have been, suffering the consequences. And the good news is I've caught it, I think, early enough. And I think it's still at a point where it's manageable. And, and even the doctor was very, was encouraging in the sense of, yeah, you can do this. And I think a lot of my friends have been, encouraging as well. And, I think, so I can do it. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some focus. It's going to, especially when I travel, it's going to get a little more challenging because now I've got to really be careful about what I eat. And, sometimes when you're traveling, you don't always get always get all the choices that you want. So, this is the situation I'm in. And, I have to, so it's, and it is, my cross to bear, as it were. And, I'm probably going to be asking or talking a little bit more about it. Maybe not on every podcast, but this is what's been on my mind the past several days. And so, it's going to be something that, it's something that's going to be occupying my mind a whole lot more than I ever thought it would be. So, as I say, the alternative, the alternative is not so great. So this is what I got to do, and really got to take care of myself now. And so I'm hoping that for anybody else that may be thinking that they have some issues and they're not sure, I guess the only thing I can say is go have the doctor check it out, because I think the biggest mistake I made in all of this was that I had my own issues with going to the doctor, and I just didn't go because I didn't want to go, and I didn't. It's almost like I didn't want to know, and now that I know, I'm glad I went, but because as I say, the alternative would have not been so great. So I want to encourage anybody, if you think you have something wrong with you, you should probably go have it checked out by the doctor, because because you never know, it could be something that it could be diabetes, it could be something else, but the sooner you catch something, the sooner you can do something about it. And so this is I guess that's the one message I have in all of this is and I'm glad that I learned it before something much worse happened, and it's just things that were an inconvenience rather than something that was life threatening and critical. Now I know, I know what some of my limitations are, and that I have to actually, account for them now, and that's something that's not going to go away. So, it's going to change my life, no doubt. But I know I can do it. My friends and family believe in me, so now I just got to go do it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.